Welcome to Daily Devotion with Ken Gurley. Devotions designed to inspire you on your daily walk with God. Each day we walk through the vital principles of the abundant life. Our Lord can do above and beyond all we ask or think. Here's your host, Ken Gurley.
Do you remember that song? Dottie People sang it. He's an on-time God. Yes, he is. He may not come when you want him, but he'll be there right on time. He's an on-time God. Yes, he is. Even in the proclamation that God is on time, there is an admission that he may not come when we want him. That God seems to run late. He seems to delay in his responses. Hello, my name is Ken Gurley, and all of this week on Daily Devotion, we're talking about facing difficulties. Today, let's talk about delay, divine delay. I've been thinking about that passage in Habakkuk about God's timing. At the outset of his work, the prophet complains about all the injustices abounding, the problems facing the godly, the devastation. Well, that's chapter one. In chapter two, God gives this man some insight. In verse three, "For still the vision awaits its appointed time. It hastens to the end. It will not lie. If it seems slow, wait for it. It will surely come. It will not delay." I like that expression, "if it seems slow." That's where we are many times with God. God seems to run late. I think we're left then with two options. We either trust God or we panic. We can either move through life believing, "My God cares, my God will move, and my God will, in his own way and time, fulfill his promises." Or we can race through life believing the opposite, that God doesn't care, he won't move, that his promises will remain unfulfilled. I say choose trust and refuse panic. We often speak of God's patience and the slowness of God's response. We quote that scripture that a day is with the Lord as 1,000 years, and 1,000 years is one day. That suggests God's patience, his delay. It's a common enough perception in our life, in our lives, that God just takes too long. His justice is delayed. That was the cry of souls from beneath the altar in Revelation. How long, sovereign Lord? How long? That question always seems to perplex us. We always seem to be waiting on God to act. Believers are stuck in dead-end jobs, asking God, "Where's the open door?" Some are waiting for God to reveal a path forward. Some are waiting for God to show them their lifelong goal. Some are seeking for answered prayers. "I wait for the Lord," cries the psalmist, "more than watchmen wait for the morning." Then he says it again in Psalm 130, "I wait more than the watchmen wait for the morning." God just seems to take too long. He's always seeming to run behind. That God suffers from a lack of punctuality. Tony Evans says, "When God delays, he always delays for a greater purpose." Robert Schuller said, "God's delays are not always God's denials. God is sovereign. The times are in his hands." We get that. Yet it seems God moves more slowly. Or could it be that we are moving more swiftly? Think about it. Society continues to pick up speed. In his book, Social Acceleration, Hartmut Rosa informs us that the speed of human movement from pre-modern times to now has increased by a factor of 100. The speed of communications has skyrocketed by a factor of 10 million. Data transmission has soared by a factor of around 10 billion. A recent study that found even our walking speed has increased by 10% since the 1990s. We live in a 24/7 connected world. We seek responses in real time. When we want something, we want it now. We won't wait too long for anything or anyone. We're just not accustomed to waiting much more. Things move too fast. An acceleration is taking place. Things moving more swiftly. We move faster than we once did, but not God. God moves at his own pace, sometimes at speed of light, anticipating our needs. Other times, he seems to move at a snail's pace. Countless are the examples found in Scripture. Let me just lift one of them. You can hear the frustration in Mary and Martha's voices. They each said, "Lord, if you had been here, our brother would not have died." You remember these three, Mary, Martha, and Lazarus, their brother. They lived in a community called Bethany that was near Jerusalem. They were close friends with Jesus. Lazarus got sick. They sent word to the Lord. It took Jesus 3 days to go 5 miles. When he arrived, they said, "You're too late. Lazarus is dead and buried." And this reveals one of the key principles with God's seeming untimeliness, that quite often his delay is for a higher purpose. Jesus knew he was not going to heal Lazarus. Jesus was going to raise him from the dead. Sometimes the situation gets so bad, the Lord seems to delay because he is preparing us for a greater miracle. He's getting you ready for what he has ready for you. Either you trust or you panic. When God seems to run late, remind yourself, God is also faithful. He will perform what he said. As Martin Luther King once said, evil may so shape events that Caesar will occupy a palace and Christ a cross. But that same Christ will rise up and split history into AD and BC so that even the life of Caesar must be dated by his name. The arc of the moral universe is long, but it bends toward justice. The arc is long. One generation may not see it. It may take multiple generations. How long did it take for Abraham and Sarah to have a child? Yet the many years only accentuated the miracle of it all. Israel spent 400 years in Egyptian bondage. Yet the family of Israel, only 70 members when captivity began, increased to 3 million during that time. Naomi was disillusioned. She had lost her husband, her 2 sons. Her life, it seemed, was over. But an old law, the kinsman redeemer, and a sacrificial daughter-in-law, and an honorable relative, and a child was born that would become heir to the Messiah. Be patient. When it seems the miracle hasn't come, be patient. When it seems the wicked have won, be patient. When it seems your prayers are not answered, be patient. When it seems things will never change, be patient. Because in God's time, in God's way, your answer is on its way. I like what Vinitha Reisner said in Scars That Have Shaped Me. This is the most precious answer God can give us. Wait. It makes us cling to him rather than to an outcome. God knows what I need. I do not. He sees the future. I cannot. His perspective is eternal. Mine is not. He will give me what is best for me when it is best for me. And never forget, you can't control the chaos. Waiting is still spelled trust. Either we trust or we panic. God may seem to take his own sweet time. He's into marinating while we're into microwaving. But when it's all said and done, God moves purposely. He is indeed an on-time God. And this suggests a timeliness to what God does and how God moves, that God moves in time in his own time, and he's always on time, never too soon, never too late. There's a word in the Authorized Version that has intrigued me of late. Let me leave this with you. It's one of the most encouraging words I can give you. It's found in Matthew 8, a Roman centurion has met Jesus and said, "Lord, my servant is sick." Jesus said, "I'm going to come heal him." The centurion said, "Lord, I'm unworthy for you to step under my roof. Speak the word only." Jesus marvels and says to those around him, "I've not found so great faith in all of Israel." So Jesus said to the centurion, "Go your way. As you have believed, so it shall be done." And here's the expression used in Matthew 8. His servant was healed in the self same hour. At that moment, does that amaze you? It does me. But there's another use of the word self-same that amazes me more. It's found in Exodus 12. Let me set the stage. When God appeared to Abraham and made promises to him in Genesis 15, he spoke to him of his heir, his descendants. God also told Abraham that his children would be a stranger in a strange land, that they would serve those strange people, and they would be afflicted for 400 years. But amid this affliction, God would bless them, and they would leave strong and with great substance. God even told Abraham why it would take so long, that God was giving the Amorites, the people who occupied Canaan's land, sufficient time to sin. How long was that? 400 years. Can we perceive the patience and the love of God? It was a four-century promise, a promise to this man of faith who died long before Joseph was born, long before Jacob took his family of 70 into Egypt. But God permitted this man of faith to know that although things would not go well for centuries, that as the time passed, his family would be growing stronger, more plentiful, mightier. And there came a day on God's calendar, a moment when God said, this is it, this is the moment. And in Exodus 12, we see the use of that word again, self-same. On the self-same day that Israel partook of the Passover, the Exodus came. For the believer, this is a promise that as the children of Israel obeyed the word of the Lord to gather their families in a home, to put the blood on the lintel and doorposts, to have unleavened bread made, to be prepared for a great journey, that God too comes to those who obey and moves in his divinely ordained direction. For the unbeliever, this too has great hope that in the blood of the Lamb, in that unleavened bread, that immediate deliverance was had. This prefigured the blood and body of our Lord Jesus Christ, his sacrifice at Calvary. And this we should remember is the one prayer that God always answers immediately. There is no delay when a person turns in faith to God and cries out for forgiveness. God answers speedily. It's a, this day you will be with me in paradise. It's a, I will in no wise cast them out kind of answer. God will move heaven and earth to respond to a sinner crying out. This is one area where God tolerates no delay. The one day that he said, this is the day of salvation. He will respond to the cry of sinners seeking forgiveness. My prayers, though, as a believer, will not always be answered in what we perceive to be a timely manner. But when it comes to an unbeliever, one who turns in faith to a gracious God at that self-same moment, God responds. Many are the illustrations of the timeliness of God in the Bible. He's the one that responds in due time and in fullness of time. The self-same hour. But sometimes he takes a little time to answer our prayers. And we come back to the same response. We either choose to trust or we choose to panic. I choose the former. I will trust in him with all of my heart and lean not on my own understanding. When it seems that God is delaying a response, I still choose to trust him and to praise him in the midst of it, because I know God is working his plan to bring about the maximum glory for his name.
Thank you for sharing in daily devotion with Ken Gurley. We pray this ministry has been a source of encouragement and strength to you. Please be mindful that your financial support enables us to meet with you each day. To give a donation or connect with us, visit our website at kengurley.com. There you will also find the latest books, podcasts, and resources. Blessed 90 Days to Change Your World is Pastor Gurley's latest book. You can get your copy of this life-changing book at kengurley.com. May God's favor rest on you in every way until we meet again.